This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, Julie, I just wrote anus.
Saucy and salacious. Hide and seek on Joy 94.9.
Speaking of anuses...
When do we do anything else?
bum dick, basically. Mm-hmm. Well, this one's about the bum.
We are talking about the bum. Mm.
Yes. Well, we're talking about a bit of a shitty subject.
We are talking about a bit of a shitty subject.
Wow.
I think I hate that button already. I'm going to take it away from Tim.
Yeah. I love this button. It's like a little bell.
Oh, no.
No, Tim. No. Okay.
The reason for us playing the lovely Alaska saying anus.
Because anus thing is possible?
Because anus thing is possible. Exactly. Yes. No, there is a few little butt bugs floating around, and we thought we might have a bit of a chat about them.
This one's the worst.
It depends how you classify the worst. But for our intrepid listener that may have acquired this bug before or may have been concerned about getting this bug before, we're going to walk through kind of how to treat and prevent this particular bug, which is Shigella. Ooh. Have either of you had Shigella before?
I have not, but one of my old housemates did while we were living together, and it was so upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the poor dear.
I have a friend that's... I haven't had it myself, but I have a friend that had it, and he was stricken to the bathroom for like 3 days, could not move. The only thing he could do was like leave the bathroom for a minute to like lie down on
Michael,
the cold tiles.
Have you noticed that Tim isn't saying anything?
He's not saying anything.
I had it.
Oh.
It was horrific. Yeah. So I had to go to hospital because I literally felt dizzy because I was so dehydrated because I kept shitting myself. And I almost didn't make it to the hospital before shitting myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You did a Maya Rudolph in Bridesmaids.
So get this.
Oh, right. You're doing it. You're shitting in the street.
Actually, I was going to say a Margaret Cho in, like, literally all of her stand-up routines.
It was very much that. Mm-hmm. And I literally got to the hospital and ran for the toilet. And they went, okay, we're going to have to do a sample test.
Yeah.
And I had just blown it all into the toilet.
Which, I mean, if you're very unwell with Shigella, it'll come back.
Do you know how long I had to wait? 2 hours to
with
poo.
To do, but
oh, that's a pain in the ass.
It absolutely was. And then what proceeded was me glued to my favorite friend at the toilet and working from home from the toilet.
Mm. Oh,
I have not shitted so much in my life.
Can I ask when this was?
This was maybe 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, it was not fun at all.
Right.
Actually, that would have been about when my then housemate had it as well. And look, he's a pale boy at the best of times, but he was Edward Scissorhands white by the end of it. He was just so pale and so dehydrated.
Just
and
shat the soul right out of him.
Yeah. And like, you look at someone in that situation and the suffering on their face, it is just, you're there going, oh.
Now, we are painting a very dark picture of what Shigella looks like.
It's very dark.
That's not the experience for everyone. However, you will not. I mean, Tim's button.
Tim, you're still alive, okay?
You're very much still
just
alive.
Just barely.
Yeah, we are painting a very dark picture of what Shigella looks like. That's not the experience for everyone, but it can be a really serious bug to pick up. Mm.
Can I just say, though, I didn't engage in any rimming whatsoever. I may have picked it up just from a toilet door.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, we are getting ahead of ourselves because I did want to go through maybe some of like the basics, and you've touched on that in terms of like transmission and things.
Yeah, I touched it.
You did touch it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, Michael, what is Shigella?
It's really shitty, is what it is.
Oh!
So, if we haven't already given that away,
you're getting to my level here.
Hang on, 1 minute.
Get the button ready because it's going to keep happening.
I feel like Tim's getting a little bit judgy with that.
Yes. So Shigella is a bacterial infection that occurs primarily in the gut. It's generally self-limiting, which means once you pick it up, you flush it out of your system. For some people, that can take a little bit of time, but it does generally clear itself. And for most people, they don't need to do something like Tim has done and go to hospital or seek any advanced treatment. But if you, you definitely should stay home if you, you know, if you work around kids or if you're preparing food or if you work around the elderly or other vulnerable people in the treatment guidelines for Shigella, the Victorian Department of Health.
Or your workplace is more than like 3 meters from a toilet.
Exactly. I mean, you probably want to stay home anyway if you're having an unpleasant experience. But some people do get mild symptoms and like, I just need to, you know, keep up good hand washing, go to the bathroom quite frequently. But otherwise, I'm fine. But really, if you can, you should stay home because you're going to be more comfortable at the end of the day. And you don't want to accidentally, you know, make a cup of tea and share a mug with someone and accidentally pass it on.
And you certainly don't want to engage in anal sex.
No, you probably won't want, you won't feel like engaging in anal sex. But there is a period by which you acquire Shigella and then it can take, it's generally between 1 and 3 days for you to kind of start developing symptoms. But for some people that can be up to a week.
So before it kicks you in the ass.
Yeah, exactly. And before you start noticing some of the symptoms, you can pass on the bacteria to someone else. So if you're out rimming someone, they might not feel unwell, but you are being passed the bacteria. So.
It literally felt like I wanted to continuously shit myself.
Yeah, and then once you get to a certain stage, just like you're like, I've got nothing left to give. You just have to sit there kind of just wincing in pain. The side effects are basically diarrhea, which we've already kind of gone into, but you can pick things up like, you know, fever, nausea, which Tim kind of alluded to, you know, starting to feel really dizzy, vomiting, abdominal cramps. You can be, you know, to use a very graphic description, you can have it coming out of both ends, which it can be a very unpleasant experience for a lot of people, for anyone really. Abdominal cramps. And generally, to say it again, just feeling a little bit shitty. You're going to feel dehydrated.
So who's at risk?
Well, anyone can get Shigella. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't discriminate. Anyone can pick it up. Mm-hmm. However, the reason we're talking about today is there has been an uptick in the number of cases floating around that are of importance for a couple of reasons, which we'll get into. But primarily in this little group of notifications that we're seeing at the moment, it's primarily amongst men who have sex with men. So our community.
Right.
And then also a number of returned travellers. So people picking it up from overseas and coming back.
Actually,
to
I did hear about one recently where they had just come back from overseas.
Yeah. So there's a few floating around today, have been for a couple of weeks. And so the Victorian Department of Health put out a health alert. They do quite often if there's, you know, measles or if there's whatever floating around, basically to say, hey, it's time for a little bit of vigilance and just to be aware of, you know, reminder of what the symptoms are and what you should do should you pick up Shigella, basically.
Do you need to be careful? Say you go to the bathroom. Do you need to be careful with what you touch? Do you need to disinfect your hands?
Well, you should be washing your hands anyway, you filthy animal, Timothy. Yeah.
And in all fairness, like at this point, I think we all know how to wash our hands effectively because COVID. So just remember the lessons that we've learned.
Basically.
Yeah.
And if you can, you know, if you have the opportunity to use a bathroom that no one else is going to come into for the period that you're unwell, not everyone has that such luxury, but for those people that do, it's best to stay away from other people. But yeah, as long as you're following like general good hygiene, you are, you know, showering regularly, you're washing your hands, you are, you know, cleaning up that area and not sharing, you know, towels and things with other people.
Having your partners hosed down before they're taken to your bed chamber.
Yeah, like a Silkwood shower.
Yeah,
like you take them into a chamber and they get scrubbed down like they've been exposed to chemical waste.
Yeah.
Basically.
Am I giving away my fantasies here?
You are. Sorry. So you should definitely avoid having sex and preparing food for other people. You probably aren't going to want to have sex.
No.
At least until 48 hours after you start feeling good again, just to make sure that you're not still carrying any lingering bacteria around. And then even then, like, I would probably give rimming a miss, like just for a bit. And so if you are going to be having any kind of sex over that period, or you're just not sure, you feel a little bit unwell, not really sure if it's Shigella, they're not everyone's favorite, but reintroducing barrier methods for the period of duration. So using condoms, using dams during arse eating.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which I don't know if anyone's actually used a dam before, but they smell delicious.
Yeah,
actually, the ones that you can generally get around because they come scented because no one wants to just like lick a piece of latex.
What is it, like a strawberry or something?
So they come in strawberry and the vanilla one's the best.
Yes.
Oh, they smell so
my
good.
God. Yeah. It's like candy.
If you ever needed an incentive to use a dam, it's the vanilla scented
personally. It's like butterscotch candy. It's just this delicious.
You know what it smells like? It smells like, you know, the like sugary scent of like a smoke machine?
Right.
It smells like that.
Oh. I feel like this is a we should do an episode on rimming just so that we can go into this.
Absolutely. Yeah, they have a cola scented slash flavored, which I've never tried, but yeah, I'm not sure about that. But yeah, you can...
Just out of interest, in what circumstance did you use a dam?
I picked them up from like a sexual health clinic, and I was like, oh, I've never seen one of these before. I was like, I'm going to give it a lick. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My understanding is that amongst our community, so primarily cis men who have sex with men, that they aren't so much in favor, but I know a lot of queer women really favor dams. Yeah. And particularly if you're just like, you're not sure if something might be transmitted, or if you have an outbreak of something, like you've got genital herpes or warts or something, you can still engage in enjoyable sex without the risk of transmitting something back and forth. Yeah. Mm. So you can normally pick them up at a clinic. I work at Thorn Harbour Health. You can pop down to Thorn Harbour and we give them away as prize packs, or if you are running an event that you want some extra things, not just condoms, but you want some barriers, you can get in touch with us and we'll supply them for your party, basically. And in terms of preventing it, obviously you don't want to be having sex with someone who has Shigella. So if you do have it, you want to steer clear, like we've already kind of said. Not eating arse over that period, probably for the best.
What say I have had sex with someone who then gets diagnosed with Shigella? What should I do?
Yeah, so the Department of Health, if the person gets diagnosed with Shigella, and that's the interesting thing, is that for a lot of people, they just feel unwell and most people just stay home.
Mm, yeah.
It's not unless you start feeling very unwell, symptoms get kind of unmanageable, you start feeling really sick, that you then go, you get a stool sample, they test it, and you might get some form of treatment. You may end up in hospital. So that will then trigger some kind of some case management and contact tracing. So they'll reach out to someone's sexual contact. So if you have that person's details and you can swap them, the Department of Health might reach out and go, hey, just monitor for symptoms, potentially send in a stool sample yourself. Really, it'll depend on how you're doing. You might have not picked it up at all. But the interesting thing about this particular, it's not really an outbreak, but there's a couple of increases of cases, is that there was an increase of cases back in about 2018. So we saw a little bit of a blip back then. We're seeing kind of a similar little blip now. So it's just a time to be vigilant and just be aware of what the symptoms are in case you pick it up. And probably more importantly for things like GPs and hospitals, is that this particular strain seems to be resistant to some of our antibiotics. Which is not necessarily a concern, because while it's quite resistant to the first lines of treatment, there's a couple of other drugs that we use to treat Shigella, and it's still quite effective at being treated by those. So if someone's going to get diagnosed with Shigella, the doctor, the hospital will probably have a conversation about, you know, making sure to test it for reactivity to different things.
Yep.
And use the appropriate drug.
This really heavy duty antibiotic to kill it, because I had it for probably over a week.
Yeah, right.
And they just wanted to knock it.
And in that case, they would
head.
Probably, use a course of treatment. I think in this particular instance, ciprofloxacin, I think, is the antibiotic that they use. So sometimes they use something like a ceftriaxone, which I think in this instance is not super effective at treating it. So I think there's some comms going out to like hospitals and GPs to be like, hey, here's what you should test for and what you should use to make sure that we're knocking it on the head.
And I suppose if you have got it and you're feeling unwell, then you should try to make sure that you stay hydrated, that you're eating things that aren't going to pass through too quickly.
I wouldn't sit down for a chili dinner. It wouldn't be Taco Night. It just would not be my choice of things. And just reintroduce really safe foods. You want to be having your rice and your plain chicken and some like nice vegetables, something with a bit of fiber in
nothing
it to
too
help.
Hefty.
But also if you're nothing getting quite dehydrated, then making sure that you're having your electrolytes. So having
getting a
Powerade, Gatorade, that kind of thing.
Yep.
What about your things like your Inner Health Plus and your Acidophilus Bifidus and those kind of things that replenish the gut bacteria?
Yeah, definitely after you've finished a course of antibiotics, because if you do take the antibiotics, you don't want to be, you're just going to kill the good bacteria at the same time. So after you finish a course of antibiotics, absolutely, that'll help kind of get the good flora back into your gut and help resupply your microbiome sort of thing. So that's definitely good. But it won't, taking an Inner Health Plus or something like that won't get rid of the Shigella.
Sure.
It will just kind of help clean up the aftermath, maybe.
After.
What about symptom management? Is something like Imodium the kind of...
happens there?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure what the clinical advice is on taking something like a gastrostop. I do know, however, from speaking to a couple of people that have had Shigella, that they basically said that the Imodium didn't touch the sides. It just didn't
sausage down the hallway.
It didn't... it's like throwing an Imodium into a cup of water. Like, it can't do everything.
I can't exactly mop up a tidal wave with a kitchen sponge.
But that might be something that if you're already seeing your doctor or if you call the nurse on call, they might be able to advise more directly on. But no, that's an interesting question. I've not thought of taking an Imodium.
Yeah.
Indeed. Mm. Well, this has been Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Be alert, but not alarmed.
Indeed. Yes. And if you want more information on Shigella, there is a health alert out from the Victorian Department of Health that you'll probably find flying around. But head to Emanate, which is E-M-E-N number 8. .com.au, there's some information there, as well as on The Drama Down Under, and my old project, which is downanddirty.org, and we'll have some links to that in the podcast if you just want to check in about what is happening with Shigella.
And if you would like to hear our podcasts or podcast extras, just go to joy.org.au/hide-and-seek.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I'd like a long, hard screw against the wall, please.
Get it any way you want it. Hide and Seek, now available as a quickie or podcast. Only at joy.org.au/hide-and-seek.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.